Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for 4 minutes of fire, my daily little bit of motivation for you on your way to work, on your commute. I hope you're listening to this somewhere. Please, at the end of this, take a moment, scroll down, check out all the links here. I want you to come and say hi on Instagram, join our Facebook group. Please reach out to me on social media. I'm a big user and I'd love to connect with you there. And I also want you to grab this link and maybe share it with a few people. Could you grab the link from this podcast at the end and just chuck it on your social feed, share it with a few people and say, listen to this. Now, I want to do two things. I want to encourage you to check out Mel Robbins's book, The Five Second Rule. I've mentioned it before. This morning, I was up at 4:30. I did a training ride in my downstairs office. I got a bike on a stationary computer trainer thing, and I love listening to audiobooks, and I've been listening to Mel Robbins' 5 Second Rule. I really encourage you either buy the book or get the audio. It's really good. And today she just spoke brilliantly about procrastination. When I'm coaching people, I often get asked about procrastination and how you break through that. So check that out, because she talks beautifully about how it's a stress response. I think that's really interesting. You know, we often think we procrastinate because we're lazy or we're not good, or we don't care about things that really matter. But often we procrastinate because we're stressed, because there's bigger stresses in our lives that we're worried about. And we kind of think, well, you know, we just buy ourselves a few minutes of extra time on YouTube, or we buy ourselves a few minutes of extra time eating donuts. Whatever it is, procrastination is often a stress response. So check out Mel's work. But let me ask you, do you procrastinate? Where are you procrastinating at the moment? What are you doing in your life right now that's avoiding the stuff you want to do or you need to do? Friends, I want to tell you, I do it too. I have so much happening at the moment. I've got to be in Vancouver in 10 days for a keynote. I've got to write another book. I've got to record an audiobook of my other book that's just sold 12,000 copies so far. I need to do an audiobook of that. I've just started my third master's degree, so I'm doing another master's. I've got to read really complex stuff, so I'm obviously jumping in and out of all these things. I'm a father to 3 really young kids. I do a huge amount of physical training. I'm married. I'm trying to keep my spiritual self together. So friends, I hear you. If you get strung out and you're like, I'll just binge watch Netflix for 12 hours. I understand why we do that. So the other thing I want to say in this podcast is I want to encourage you to think a little bit about listening to yourself. Just the last few days, you know, have you ever had this happen? You're kind of busy and you're living life at the normal pace, but there's this kind of nagging voice, this sense of something else. And just the last few days, I've been sensing I need to kind of slow down a little bit, listen. I do my best listening in churches. We've got this beautiful church near our house. I go sit in the back of that church. No one's there. It's quiet. And I just check in and really listen. I want to ask you, are you giving yourself that gift? Are you giving yourself that gift of really listening to yourself? Here's the question. When did you last really slow down and listen to yourself? When did you last go for a walk? When did you last sit in silence for a while? When did you last get out your journal with no one around and just put down some thoughts about what's going on in your life? So, you know, can you sort of sense that these things are kind of related a bit, procrastination and listening, that often we don't check in, we don't slow down and listen to what's really happening, and so we live life on this treadmill. And that's not how you want to live. So check out Mel Robbins' work. Have a think about procrastination in your life. Where are you avoiding stuff? Where's the stress? And what can you do to make some changes in that area? I also want you to check in with yourself a bit more. I want you to listen a bit more. So I hope that's helpful. Scroll down. Check out the links. You want to do personal coaching with me? It's expensive. I want to let you know straight away. But if you want to do 4 sessions with me, please get in touch. We'll do those sessions over the internet and we'll get you moving where you need to go. I'm Jonathan Dorr. Going to have another 4 minutes of fire for you tomorrow.